Well, good morning and welcome to a new week and a new week on the Wake Up Call. It is Monday, September the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I am John David Walt and this is your Wake Up Call. We're going to begin this week. You know how we're going to begin. Before our Lord Jesus Christ. He's waiting for us this morning, waiting for us to find ourselves in his presence. Let's pray consecration over ourselves, our week, our families, our lives. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, The Bush Was on Fire, It Did Not Burn Up. Our text is Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Hear now the word of the Lord. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. 10 words from today's text have rocked my world for the better part of the last 10 years. Dare I say 20, the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. 10 words. This is one of the famous stories of Scripture, the burning bush. The more famous the story, the more we think we've got it, and the less we return for closer examination, at least in my experience. The mystery's not in the burning part. It, of course, is in the not burning up part. The burning caught Moses' eye. The not burning up captured his soul. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. Burning bushes are a phenomenon of nature. But burning bushes not burning up? Clearly supernatural. Ordinary bush, extraordinary fire. I see this text as a profound sign of the calling of every Christian to be burning, but not burning up. On fire, but not consumed. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That's Luke 3:16. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. That's Acts 2:1-3. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. That's 2 Corinthians 4, 6, and 7. I could keep going. I see in this burning bush the great mystery of holiness. Ordinary human beings filled with the supernatural fire of the Holy Spirit. This burning bush reality in your life and mine will run as deep as our desire for it. Be aware, though, the fiery trial of Plan B in your life just now is trying to burn you down. Plan A comes in the form of 10 words from God. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. Flash forward centuries into the future. God's people again found themselves living as foreigners in a foreign land. Yet another wilderness season brought on by their hardness of heart. Here's their burning bush story. This is from Daniel 3. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. That's Plan B right there, guys. That's what it's trying to do to us. But that's, watch Plan A. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, Your Majesty." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." Wow. Be it in the wilderness of Midian, or the wasteland of Babylon, or the chaos that is your heart, or your home, or your church, or your city, whenever that happens, this happens. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." People are already being drawn to this peculiar and inexplicable reality in you. You carry the fire of God. He says, even now to you, "Beloved, I am the fire. You are the burning." Oh, boy. Let's pray this prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, You are my deliverer. I hear You decree a season of exodus over me, over my family, over my church. I receive it. And as You decree it, I declare it. Here's what I'm hearing. Beloved, I am the fire. You are the burning. Let Your fire refine me until it defines me. Deliver me from trying to manage the fire and into the mystery of the 10 words. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. Yes, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. You know, I got a note this past week from a reader, a sower. We don't have any readers, guys. We got sowers. And they said, you know, I grew up singing that song to a completely different tune than you're singing. And he pointed out that that tune is also in our hymnal, our seedbed hymnal. And so I want you to know, I mean, yeah, much of the church sings the Gloria Patri by a different tune. And I'm going to bring it in, but I got to learn it first because it's as foreign to me as this tune may be to you. So just know I'm working on it and we're going to be singing that soon. Thank you for that. Now our journal prompt. I just got one today. I thought about asking more, but I'm like, no, let's just leave it with this one. How deep is your desire for this burning bush reality in your life? The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. I mean, I guess the same way of asking that question is, how deep is your desire for holiness? And because holiness often gets a bad rap and comes off as religion or behavior management, how about, let me just put it this way, how deep is your desire for the fullness of God in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit? How deep is your desire for that in your life? Ask yourself that question. I mean, and be honest. This is not for the faint of heart. It's for everybody, but I just sense that there's a number of you, a lot of you, who have kind of reached the place of what we might call holy discontent, where it's like you've stepped over a line and you can't really go back, but you're a little bit stuck and you don't really know how to go forward. And you realize that there's a gap between your reality and the truth of God and God's word. You see the gap. And so I say, let's celebrate that. Sometimes people want to turn toward like self-shaming over the gap. But my gosh, it's in all of our lives. And here's the reality. The closer we get to God, oftentimes the greater the gap can feel, because the reality of God is massive. And you would think the closer you get, the more warm and fuzzy you feel. But the closer you get, the truth of it is, the closer you get, the more keenly aware you are of the chasm. Not that you're separate from God, but that it's like, there's so much more that I didn't even have any clue about. The answer isn't lament, really, in that situation. It's come Holy Spirit. It's come light of fire. It's the take me in to that next place of burning. I think you know what I'm talking about. I love that story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There's a great song that was, I can't remember who wrote it. Maybe it's Hillsong, several years ago, called There's Another in the Fire. There's Another in the Fire. And I was involved in a little bit of a songwriting group some years back, and Mark Swayze was leading that, our good friend who is down in the Woodlands, Texas. He had wanted to take the Wesley Covenant Prayer and put it to song in a more modern format. And the song that came out of that collaboration was, I think he called it, Come Like a Fire. And it's interesting. It begins with, it prays through that prayer. I am yours, no longer my own, is how the song begins. And I'm like, that's how we begin every day. Jesus, I belong to you. This isn't about becoming. Holiness isn't about trying to work harder to be better. No, it's the abandonment of your life to Jesus. It's like, Jesus, I belong to you. And then moving forward, whatever is true in Jesus becomes true in us. And as the Holy Spirit works in our life, the Spirit closes the gap between the truth of Jesus and our reality. And that's a journey. I mean, that's why you need a band. That's why you just can't go it alone. And that's why we need a wake-up call every day, really. All right, that's enough rambling from me today. Hope I didn't ruin it. I do want us to sing. It's a song you probably know. It's in our hymnal. It's called Spirit of the Living God. And it's a prayer. It's number 299. Spirit of the Living God, all afresh on me. We'll sing it through twice. And let's make sure we're singing this to the Lord, that we're actually expressing it to God as we sing it. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Again, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. I saw some of you out there. I saw those hands raising up. I saw those hands opening up. I saw your sense of trying to, like, just open yourself up to receive. That's the trick. Just receiving from God. That's what I'm trying to do. And that's and sometimes I think, you know, the harder we try, the worse it is. It's surrender, right? It's relinquishment, right? This is the journey we're on in this Exodus story. How do we get back from plan B to plan A? It's an altar, it's a well, it's a relinquishment, it's a surrender. It's a process, to be sure, and we're doing it. And I'm honored to get to do it with you guys. And guess what? It's just Monday. It's just Monday. Hey, get your seeds. We got a sowing to do today. Just follow Jesus. He'll lead you from within. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.